extending our hand to the other, although they are a child of science and technology, we've won government. Yeah. So welcome, colleagues. Just a brief introduction. I'm Rosina Omar, and I'm the Chief Director for Integrated Social Management. I did give you all a copy of my card, but I think I didn't add this one for today. And I'm going to move to my right.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Omar. I'm Petrus Maji. Let me give you a brief background. I also work for Water Fest.
Goodness gracious me!
That was years back.
'91 to '96.
And
okay,
then
before there was Kada. When Kada
was
there.
Yes,
okay.
Was there. Yes.
She was Kada's most advisor, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Part of his advisory by advisory team. He's humble about that.
Okay. Yeah, then for both of us, I joined the consulting environment. I work for Lilam Trent here in Cape Town. Every time I come here, I see the bishop.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yes, and from there, I was joined Treasury.
Treasury as well.
To get the money side, understand government operations from the financial side and how we drive the economy.
Okay.
And from there, I felt I should be in on the other side to see how we add value in terms of providing solutions that will guide overall government investment in terms of adding value for money. So at CSR, I'm looking at the competence area, which is focusing on hydraulic infrastructure engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is we've got a group here in Cape Town. By the way, when we are from Georgia, Cape Town instead of Georgia. I won. Yes, that is focusing on the ports, design of ports, and then the coastal side in terms of numerical modeling, wind, wave, tide monitoring, and all other instrumentation work related to the coastal environment. And we also have a physical modeling facility where you can build your stuff and check what's happening in terms of designing your ports or managing your coastal environment. And then the other group, of course, is also looking at water and wastewater infrastructure, which is the stuff that ends up being a sea. How do we look at our infrastructure to ensure that whatever goes into the sea minimizes the high level of pollutions, and so on. And then the other thing, of course, we look at the overall strategy on how do you make our ports or our coastal area to contribute towards the local economy and regions in terms of we have to manage it better to attract utilization of the environment.
Well, thanks, Rosina, for the opportunity for the team of CSR to and your other colleagues of Environmental Affairs, the Ocean and Coast Society. We had the discussion earlier in March, so this is just for us to now take the discussion forward, concretize it. You're correct that that we have to take more of the long-term relationship further and continue improvement in terms of the MOU. There's things that that I feel that should be much more than our discussion on Monday that we have to. So we are here this morning in terms of Peter's to put some of the things in terms of forward after our discussion. What we would like to understand this morning in terms of from your side, what are you really more in depth from the side of your team in terms of what we need to what is the need basically, and how we can assist in terms of the capabilities that we have, both from built environment, myself as head of built environment, and this is our executive director, and from NRE, and that we present as a team, the natural environment natural resources and environmental team. We put up in terms of the challenges that you face, and South Africa with long coastline of more than 3,000 kilometers, we do have a real challenge at our hand. We're looking in terms from, if you can say, from Alexander Bay in on the west northwestern to Cozy Bay on the east northeastern side. Then you there's a lot of challenges that you face in terms from infrastructure and from an electron burning perspective, and it is not small in terms of the challenges that you face. So that what we here is to understand, you know, further in terms of these issues. Yeah, no, I'm just finished. I just wanted to say that we would like to just understand where and what are the further issues that you want to. Okay.
Morning, guys. Special to CSR. Yeah, my name is Nikela Mdao. I'm working here with Rosamanda, the Chief Director, Integrated Coastal Management. I'm the Director responsible for Coastal Conservation Strategy, which is responsible for the all issues relating to coastal development, as well as the coastal infrastructure and environmental protection. And our relationship with the CSR, we are there with them in our relation. I think it is growing day by day. They are assisting us in quite a number of the project. Your people here in Cape Town, I think, have a good relationship. And this memo may be some sort of advancing the relationship that we do have with one of your colleagues, because you're the same family. In fact, the relationship with you guys. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. My name is Xola, Xola, KFA. It's actually a short for Tando Xola. Oh. So you will notice in my business card, it will show you Tando Xola.
Yeah.
And I'm responsible for coastal biodiversity conservation within the unit, which includes the management of marine protected areas. It includes the management of estuaries. We still have a mandate to manage protected species in as far as non-consumptive use is concerned. So I think we, out of the three directorates, are the ones who have not really utilized CSIR. And I would really like to get us to those areas. Through research, maybe there have been joint programs of research around the estuarine research, but we haven't really engaged with CSIR as this unit. I come from Sandparks. I've been here almost 2 years now. So I'm still also finding my way into the marine environment from the terrestrial conservation background. So, but I'm happy and looking forward to this relationship.
I'm a big fan of Sandparks.
Okay.
She knows.
Yeah. That was my home for almost 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, thanks for allowing me to join, and Cornelius and Pietus, colleagues. My background is also water-based. it's a good training ground.
Yeah, it's a very good training ground.
So I spent 5 or 6 years there, and in the planning and the design and in the construction part. But then CSR's, I joined CSR as the engineer. I'm an engineer at the base, a hydraulic engineer, but then a coastal and environmental engineer. I joined the unit at Stellenbosch. And that time we were one, the engineers and the biologists and the ecologists fell into one. We did a lot of pipeline design and water quality stuff. We did all the ports, Dave used to be with us. And we formed a little group which actually was reporting straight to the Minister of the Environment as his advisor, because there wasn't anything between them. There wasn't Cape Nature or anything like that. So the department had to deal with all the queries. Mm-hmm. And so they set it up. We had a retainer. It was like an MOU. It was an annual retainer for both water quality, pipeline design, and the standards, writing up all the standards, receiving water, environment standards, and also looking at coastal zone management stuff, in terms of coastal dynamics, etc. And that went on for about 8 years. And then of course part of the assignment was to train up a group of people that could go into the provincial tier, as like Cape Nature now. Those guys, and there was a course run with University of Stellenbosch to train up the professionals, engineers as well as officials and nature conservation people. Mm-hmm. And then that got to a point where there was actually enough a capacity in the provinces to support the department. Mm-hmm. And then we fell back into our science role. So there's a long history with coastal zone management, engineering, water quality, outfall works.
And also building capacity in the
same. And building capacity. Brilliant. And I must say, I think we're back to that point.
Yes.
Where we have a lot of, need for capacity.
We do.
So, and that model, I was thinking back, it was actually a really good model, which was, and under the MOU that could possibly work.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say, in terms of, my background is also quite well suited for this,
mm-hmm.
but at the moment I represent in natural resources, the environment, and specifically ecosystem services,
mm-hmm.
Which the coastal system dynamics
mm-hmm.
is one part. Now we're both environment, look at the structures,
yes.
and the things that must be efficient to deliver a good quality effluent.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with Cornelius on the water sustainability selection, which
mm-hmm.
is such mm-hmm. that. Our guys, Louis Solier and his team, they look at the receiving environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's where the effluent falls into and what happens
yes.
with it.
Yes.
And I think Cornelius has got some slides on it.
Yeah.
So this is what Peter's will talk about the difference.
Yeah. 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 So it's an integrated solution, and I think the power of us cleaning up under the MRU is really great.
Yeah.
So that I went a bit out of board in terms of my introduction, but I think that was probably
necessary. Thanks for that. Okay, well, I'm going to put you into the sorry.
No problem. I'm very, very interested in what I'm hearing. I'm Yazid. I head up the coastal pollution management directorate. Essentially, we are looking at all sources of coastal and marine pollution with the exception of the usual brown waste management issues which are dealt with by our colleagues in Victoria. Essentially, we're looking at water quality and how it is impacted by a variety of land-based sources, but our emphasis at the moment is on effluent, sewage, or wastewater disposal, and then marine-based sources of pollution, in other words, the stuff that comes from ships. And the emphasis thus far has been very much on oil pollution. So I will venture into the detail in terms of what we're trying to do now and what I think our strategic sort of directions are, and then we could know what the commonalities are and what the potential linkages are. But yeah, I think I can say up front that everyone's disposal priority. We need to talk about that.
Can I just ask just a little bit, Virginia, to that? Is that also including, you say it's coastal and marine pollution?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you also deal with the ballast issue of ships?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a big issue. Oh, okay.
We've been
because I thought it's a transport, usually the public transport, I just want to make that clear.
Well, we started the national response to the ballast water challenge a good couple of years ago as part of a UN funded project. South Africa was in fact a pilot project, one of several countries that were selected to put in place measures to tackle ballast water management. So there was a draft policy prepared which was never adopted. There was then the International Convention on Ballast Water Management which came into force under the IMO. That essentially put the responsibility on the Department of Transport because it's
we're
responsible for the receiving environment, but it's a shipping issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they have now developed a draft ballast water management bill, and it's out for public comment.
Okay.
So we are assessing what the implications are of that bill. But you know, for some time there was always the indication that they would like DR to play a role in terms of doing, for instance, biological surveys, finding out which invasive species are there, are manifesting themselves, to do risk assessments, looking at, where in terms of ship movement globally, where should we be focusing ourselves in terms of where the good invasives are coming from.
Can I just ask one thing before And we had a meeting with Alan Boyd on Monday, and from the research office, and I'd be in the process of putting together quite a nice proposal around that. We've done some of it already, but one of the big things there that was mentioned, and obviously it's cross-cutting, it's been interacting with you guys, hopefully, is that the oil spill sensitivity was put on the table as part of something to look at. Does that link up with you?
Okay, no, yeah, very much. Look, we are responsible for oil spill response, and in order for our responses to be effective, we need to know where sensitive areas are and which areas to prioritize. So we've got some sense of, you know, what the environmental sensitivities are, but it's very outdated information.
Yes.
And we actually need to modernize what we have.
Yeah,
so Alan Boyd is championing the whole process, looking at coastal vulnerability as a whole,
yes,
which would include oil spills as well as, you know, climate change related issues. So oil spill sensitivity mapping was...
Yeah, so that was on the cards for that.
Yeah,
so just
and also just for, in terms of oil spills, responses, it is our intention to develop a national plan this year.
Okay.
We don't have a national plan for now, so that's one of the big key deliverables.
Yeah. So, that's one of the things that we can take as a positive, you know, how do we, I would say that is very important because the one of the balances, you know, and the vulnerability that the oil spill, that I think those are some of the areas that we need to explore, how we make or give effects further to the memorandum.
Okay, and then just one last thing, and I think that is just to clarify where the things fitting. We also, as a CSR, SAMHSA, has approached us to help them with their national strategy via DSP. And DSP is co-funding that. And the big thing is that there's a lot of overlap where they, so I need to understand we don't have to do it now, but it might be something.
No, something that we must say up front, and that's it, you can talk about it. I'm going to be very biased.
Yeah. Okay, so just in terms of the, it's not clear to me what SAMHSA is wanting to develop, but essentially what we've been sitting with for a good couple of years was a draft national, what was called a national plan for prevention and combating of pollution obviously by oil. The combating function rests with us. We respond once the oil enters the water.
Yeah.
All the prevention stuff, the, you know, the legislative actions and so forth, that is all.
That is where they regulatory things lie.
Yes. So there's been always been what we call a division of responsibility approach that we've adopted, and that has become manifested in this joint national plan. We took the initiative last year to update the plan.
Okay.
They had difficulties with it, so we've taken the decision that we will develop. We will have a plan focusing specifically on the combating function, and they will potentially have a plan looking at the prevention function.
Which is very
bad.
I think
we should have one.
We should be one national oil spill.
But this is an opportunity as us being in the middle.
Exactly, and helping both and having one plan at the end of the day.
That's why I'm asking. And so we've also established a research unit, which is now before, and it's actually an ex-CSR person that's heading up that.
We're
in Pretoria, in SAMHSA.
They are there in Brooklyn.
Yeah. 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 And so we're going to run a process, and I just wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. So we will make sure.
We don't want to be caught in the middle also. it's a good question, because we will be then be caught in the middle of CSR, we just want to do the work for you and help you. So, but I think that is the thing that we must clarify with them. So then, it's good that we have a discussion here today. Very good.
You're going to have an MOU with them, but an MOU with us. If you're going to do that part of the plan, I can't see why you can't do this part of the plan.
And then we can have
on your team one of our people, one of their people.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. That's our answer. Remember, DSP is facilitating because it's a bad point. And they've seen that there could be a potential conflict. So they said please, and because we did, the CSR team that we linked with DSP, National Research Plan and the Global Change, it's a logical thing. So we are putting together a process, and I just wanted to make sure that you all of you are probably part of that discussion. So it's
completely
all about
it. Okay, so it's critical, though. You know, we don't want to you know, for us is that it's about South Africa, it's about the country, you know, and then and we don't want that schism
I know I'm jumping the gun, but whilst we are on the topic of national or local contingency planning, something which SAMHSA has always been aware of, and in fact they've undertaken to do the work. It might even be that what they're wanting to do now is what they committed to several years ago, and that's a national risk assessment. Any planning for pollution response at sea should be informed by objective risk. And it's a standard international practice. Yeah. We as South Africa have never done a risk assessment to look at what is the potential scale of an oil spill threat that we are facing. Are we looking at the potential Gulf of Mexico type incident that we need to then invest our energy looking at ship movements, what kind of cargo is transported through our economic zone, etc. There needs to be a risk assessment. It actually links to the discussions we've been having with National Treasury around emergency funding. We've been saying we need a national fund.
In terms of such something like the Exxon Valdez type in the Mexican Gulf, then we're in big trouble. If we could have that scale, South Africa, we don't have that kind of fund. We are huge.
And what National Treasury said to us is, the concept sounds interesting, but give us the objective information that actually says the country is at risk.
Yes.
And Sandra said, we can
they will work us at that meeting, but that is 3 years ago.
Risk assessment.
But what happened in terms of the national disaster response? There is a fund.
That's right.
Yes. What do you want to do with it in line with your money? Because there are other departments, the water affairs has got...
And COCTA also.
COCTA, actually the COCTA has got a huge budget.
Yes, for that,
So that we can assist municipalities in responding to that.
Maybe, I think there is one other approach, but then you should say an X portion to top up. Maybe with treasury, that is maybe that you will have to talk in terms of if I can put on my head to that. But I think that if you have to go to treasury, then you have to put that on the table in terms of what is the proportion of that you have to do. Because if a major disaster is going to happen along our coast, you know, if I can just for example if you look at the natural heritage site the Causey Bay, those areas. It will wipe out the whole area. I'm just using that as an example, you know, and that is a huge breeding ground of South African turtles, you know, in terms of biodiversity. You wipe out the whole area. Yeah. Or here, Dozen Island, for instance, your bird colonies and all of those things will be wiped out. So that is where we then will have to discuss where we then go to SAMHSA and with you are we.
Now, we're in the final throes of putting together the proposal to SAMHSA and DST. And it's a CSR response, it's not NRE. And so then, and the first will be a big workshop to actually start pulling people together. So we're going to be facilitating a process of bringing the people together. And that's why I just used the opportunity to clarify, because I think you guys are key. And I was always worried that there was going to be a...
You know, that is a major deliverable in terms of our branch and department output this year, to have a national plan. We were even gonna, you know, we serious about that. So we know that there's been this draft. We were party to it. It was sponsored from outside, right? The development,
And GFL.
In fact, they can check with you as well. They had a session with SAMHSA on data management and monitoring systems. The Norwegians, I think, they wanted to do bring some management. But it comes with big attack on it. How you build that into the overall airports.
In fact, our DDG is going to Norway today to meet with the Norwegians, because they came and they critiqued our green paper on ocean policy. But I don't know exactly what it is that I suppose, you know, fact finding.
Business mission.
Yes.
Now good.
Excellent. So thank
all
you.
Right.
So you have out of line, that's beyond on the first position. Recently we got an email from a corporate called the Jenkins Lane, someone within the CSR that deals with satellite technology, was come to surveillance where there was some satellite photo that was forwarded to us of an oil spill spotted off the South African coast. And we were quite amazed to find that there is actually work around satellite.
But with our budget cuts, there's nothing happening in terms of surveillance at the moment.
That is, make a note of that.
But I mean, there's a lot of that, and we have been speaking with Samsung, Captain Altar, and others about it, because we have the way and the predictive information system. We've also got the fire management information system in Morocco, which is exactly the same as the oil spill.
Yes, the fire management, that's where they...
I
want to, that is why I was looking for David Mabunda yesterday.
I wanted to know about
about the issue of fire detection.
But then you must talk to Guy Christie.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna speak to David first. You know, he wanted to see me about some of this work that we're doing in remote sensing. Also from a water perspective.
He's just sending CFO or something.
But I will definitely, although for the other people who's in DR, particular Guy Preston, those people, there's a lot of work in terms of IT. Although I'm going a little bit out of my scope now, but there's a lot of things that from Maraca's side that they can help them with. In particular, also for your oil storage, there's a lot of IT solutions on the table for you. So you feel excited because the things are there because we've developed it.
So are we going to have a presentation?
I just wanted to, Rosina, this morning, and thank you again. Last week we met in Pretoria, although I was on leave, but I made my time, you know, to you feel bad that I was on leave, but for me it was a pleasure to meet you that morning and our discussion. What I have then done with Peters and some of the other team is just to have a discussion, and we put our things forward in terms of the capabilities and what we can help you with. And for us this morning is to understand further the brief, basically. How we can then go forward and what is the kind of work, then we can come to specific projects
that you like.
For instance, the issues of marine that we're talking about. The marine outfall was very high on your agenda.
Yes.
And I know that is an even factor. That is why you said that. Yeah. And then the other aspect was with regard to the coastal vulnerabilities.
There is a lot to be done.
Yeah.
We were talking about it with Mondi and myself and our CEO, and we realized that, you know, that we knew. We basically 7-8 years into the coastal management business, and of that 7 or 8 years, like 5 of it was like getting the act, getting the legislation thing. Now we need to implement that legislation. Third year into the implementation, we are amending again. So there's a lot. There's a hell of a lot to be done there, and I mean, he's got a small team. He doesn't have a. Although we know that our function at National is policy and legislation, they are the implementing the Integrated Coast Management Act is concurrent. But we need to really know our turf and set the standards and the bars for provinces to follow and municipalities. And right now we're busy developing our National Coastal Management Program. And CSIR is doing it for us in that regard. But there is a lot that's going to come from there. Because then it's all our strategies. They're starting with access. you know, which is also you guys assisting, but there is other stuff. And the more engineering type of things, yes, that I don't have a grasp and a grip, I think Nandalani should maybe talk us through, but we're waiting for... Okay, so that...
Yeah, we would just want to put the things on, in terms of what we see so far and what we came out with, but please feel free to critique. It's by no means that it's all exhaustive, but Peter would just need to say that. But we want to understand further from you in terms of how can we refine and how we can
sure.
Then take the things forward. Peter, so over to you. In terms of for us to understand.
It's okay, maybe it could be clear enough. It's probably the other one.
It's just for us to then just state in terms of the capabilities and then where we need to from BE and from NRE. So.
That should be okay, yeah. So, could be clear enough.
Hindi, I think it's going to be the
style. It's public, right?
Okay.